June's turning out to be a tough month for water main breaks in Philly. Two big pipes burst in 1 week, sending millions of gallons of water into homes and businesses and flooding out cars. In addition to cleaning up the mess, it means a big bill to taxpayers to settle damage claims. Details from WHYY's Aaron Mozell.
Brandy Young knows a little something about loss prevention. At the Ross Dress for Less in East Falls, it's her job to thwart would-be shoplifters. But last Thursday, there was nothing Young could do to stop her car from getting drenched as 7 million gallons of water gushed from a broken transmission main beneath the parking lot outside her job.
I just seen little bubbles. Less than 5 minutes later, the whole lot was flooded, and by the time I got to my car, it was already water up to the seats in it.
Young's Ford Taurus is now sitting in a tow yard. For the time being, she's relying on SEPTA for transportation. And that's been pretty hectic. Young has to take 2, sometimes 3 buses to get to Ross. What's more, she's got 3 small kids who need to be dropped off and picked up at daycare.
There's been times I've been crying because it's difficult getting from one place to another.
Help could soon be on the way, though. Since the 120-year-old main is city property, Philadelphia will help cover some of the damages. If, like Brandy Young, you have insurance, the city typically reimburses you for your deductible. However, Barry Scott, the city's risk manager, says you don't have to have insurance to file a claim.
If you don't have any insurance, then the city would be liable for, you know, the value of the loss. If you do have insurance, that would come first.
After a water main break occurs, claim adjusters inspect the damages and the claimant gets an estimate. Scott says the two sides then work together and settle on an amount.
The vast majority of claims are settled in our claims process, and it's very much the exception rather than the rule that someone will go to court with that.
If a settlement is $4,000 or less, payment can take just a few weeks. The city's risk management office can cut a check directly. Larger claims take longer, sometimes 6 months or more. By law, there's also a $500,000 liability cap per water main break, no matter how many homes and businesses are damaged. As of Monday, Philadelphia had paid out close to $300,000 in water main break claims for the fiscal year that's about to end. Since 2010, settlements total just over $2 million. A water department spokesperson says the city budgets to replace 1% of its underground infrastructure each year. At that rate, it'll take 100 years before all distribution mains are replaced. Most of the city's pipes are at least that old already. I'm Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.